In the middle of a conversation, he made a racist comment about my work and how clients are reacting to me. He suggested I stop attending the review meetings. The first time it happened, I wonder, what have I done wrong? I questioned myself. I tried to understand, but got confused. The next time it happened, I realized I've done nothing wrong. And then I became angry, then sad. There were many layers of emotions. I tried to cope with it, but every time it happens again, it's like touching a scar. The feeling comes back to me like the first time.
I don't care what you say. You're not black. He just tried to justify himself by saying to me, I love your skin color. It wasn't a compliment. I immediately just walked away, feeling humiliated and confused. He didn't want to identify me as I wanted to be identified. And that's violence.
I'm always expected to be the soft-spoken and indirect Asian woman when I express myself. Every time I'm voicing my concerns, asking questions, and just being an active member of the team, I'm perceived as a troublemaker. Everything I say gets amplified the wrong way, because nobody expects me to speak my mind.
He told me that I didn't look Latina enough, and that if I wanted to, I could pass as European. I was horrified. I was horrified to learn that he was trying to give me a compliment.
Confronting racism has a lot to do with education, having the tools, the language, and the courage to speak up. I believe that human beings have this deep well for empathy, hope, and forgiveness. It is this well that we tap from to be the best of ourselves, to take the high road and engage no matter how difficult it might be.